This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Any comet among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies. Normally, when you bring the ark into a battle, you have changed the game of that battle. So they were, it's first of all strange that they were in a battle and the ark was at home. And suddenly when they saw that they were being smitten, they said, "Let us go and get the ark." Now I want you to see something there. So the people sent to Shiloh that they might bring from thence the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth between the cherubims. And the two sons of Eli, Ophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of God. Because the ark must be carried by men. Oh my God, unfortunately, the people carrying this particular ark at this time have been hacked. Want to get more? You see, is it not amazing that the devil understands that he can't touch the ark? But he also knows that the ark cannot be carried by itself. So the devil knows he cannot touch the ark, he cannot face the ark, but he can neutralize the carriers of the ark. So the devil had already, before the battle, he had already neutralized the only two people that were available to carry that ark at that time. And sometimes it's amazing, I'm sorry I have to run ahead of time, when the devil wants to attack a family, he first looks for the carriers of the ark. He looks at that family, he finds out if the ark is there, no problem. Who are the people that are introducing this game changer into this battle? He looks for those people, and he doesn't necessarily need to kill them. He just needed to neutralize them. And look at what happened here. And when, everybody read verse 5. And when the ark, now I don't want to hear your voice. Let's read out. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout. Is it supposed to cause? Eh? No, if you are bold, say it loud. Fear! Fear! Oh my God. And you see, their case here was a special case. And the Bible says, what's the next verse now? Verse 6. Can we read? And when the Philistines heard, what did they hear? They hear the noise. Now, did they see the ark? What did they hear? The noise. When they heard the noise of the shout, they said, "What meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews?" And they understood. They only shout like this when the ark of the Lord was come into the camp. Everybody read verse 7. Now read it out. What do you see there? And the Philistines were afraid. Celebrate Jesus. You see, this is the first success. That when they shouted, the Philistines knew that Kai, we are, and look at what they said. They were not just afraid. The Bible said they said, God is come into the camp. They concluded that God is come because of what? Shout. And they said, what did they say? War unto us. They cursed themselves already. They have not seen Haku. They only heard what? Shout. And they concluded by virtue of the shout that they were finished. And the Bible says, for there hath not been such a thing heretofore. Woe unto us! Who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Now verse 9. Can you all read verse 9 for me? Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants to the Hebrews as they have been to you. Quit yourselves like men and fight. Now, it is better you don't shout. You know, Yoruba says that the person that his hand has not touched Ikuda. What they call Ikuda, the sword. He does not ask for the death that killed his father. When somebody tells you that people, that these are the people that kill your father, these are the people that kill your father, and you don't have what to use to face them, you should just greet them. Good afternoon, sir. Do you know why? Because if you go and shout, you kill my father. Excuse me. What is going to happen? Eh? Who knows what is going to happen? You shall join your father. In fact, when you see them and you know that you don't have what it takes, what should you even do? You should greet them. You should give them food. You should play with them. See, there are some ministry you should not do. Do you know that I was always amazed why Jesus was telling the apostles, don't go near the Gentiles? I was thinking that is why he came. Why should they not quickly go? Jesus kept saying, go and be raising the dead. Go and be doing the, but don't go near this place. But he is the God of all the earth. Why can't he just anoint them? When your hand has not touched Ikuda. You know, Ikuda is sweeter in my mouth. I'm a Yoruba man. You don't ask for the death that killed your father. So these people should not have shouted. I will tell you why. Because if they did not shout, the battle was still going on that brother was there. The battle was still going in a normal way. When they now went to shout. You see, let's assume that the Philistines were fighting like this before. They now heard a shout. The Bible tells us that they gathered in another conference to say, excuse me, come back. Something has happened here. The kind of fight you will fight now is you are going to fight to die. Now, it would have been better if the people shouted. Had what it takes. With the shout, they went to go and provoke their enemy the more. In recent times, you know, when you are growing up, you get to learn some wisdom. I've had to counsel some people and say, my guy, the way you are shouting here, all these family people, you, I'm going to deal with you. I say, bros, you better keep quiet. He said, no, I'm going to pray you. I said, shh. What do you have?
The Bible says, who goes to battle without first sitting down and counting, what do I have to face this battle? If I know that I don't have sufficient to face the battle, what did the Bible advise the person to do? He says, you should go and say, Epelesa, Emma Binu, Mogo, Wanshe, Oma, Odimi, Manshe, Falu, Falu, Leko, Koni, Emma Binu, Bobo, Gotti, Mosaleko, Epelesa, Emma. You should negotiate with your enemy when you know that the battle, the equipment for the battle is not in your hand. There are some, when Jesus was saying the disciples, when you meet a Gentile, as at now, greet them and pass. Don't go and preach. But he said, but ye shall be endued with power when the Holy Ghost has come upon. In other words, it's not as if we don't want to go to the Gentiles, but you don't shout until your shout is complete. And I'll tell you why this has to be. I'll read a scripture so that we can use it to understand it properly and pray. You know the scripture here. Numbers 23:21. Numbers 23:21. Because it is not just shouts that are supposed to go together. There is a double-edged sword here. The Bible says, when they took Balaam and Balak, took Balaam to 7 mountains. Do you remember? It's the same mountains we are talking about here. To stand and curse the children of Israel. Attack them. Look at what Balaam said in verse 21. Can we read with a loud voice? He had not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither had he seen perverseness in Israel. Then look at the two things that go together there. One, the Lord, his God, is with him. Two, and the shout of a king is among them. Hallelujah! You cannot have the shout of a king and the Lord is not with you. You know, when people backslide, the tongues does not disappear. Have you noticed? Me, I don't know. I thought when you just backslide, your tongue should just vanish. That when people are far away from God, they have not prayed. In 6 months, they have not really prayed. They have not had any relationship with God. They have gone away. When you say, let us begin to pray the Holy Ghost now, they can still have the shout. People can still be shouting even when the Lord has departed. When the Lord departed from Saul, he still had the shout of a king. What happened to Israel in this scripture was a terrible situation. They had the shout. What happens to all the corrupt people who are living their livelihood on the basis of corruption in that place? They regather. They tell themselves, this one that they brought now, quit ye like men. And be strong, because your food is about to go. And they begin to regard our strategies. They are watching. They are saying, ah, maybe all the extra food that we eat in this place, if you don't want to lose it and suffer, if you don't want to lose the opportunity of traveling out for holiday with your family the way you used to do, quit ye like men, be strong and fight. Only for 1 month. And our pastor is a lion, but when he's roaring now, he's sounding weh. Weh.
There's a lion. So when he's talking, unbelievers are no more afraid. When he steps into a meeting and they are talking rubbish and they say, yes, yes, I'm here. They say, no, no, let him sit down. When you see believers treated, you know, I have been in situations where in a office setting, when they are talking about immorality, and somebody said, there is nobody, there is no man in this office that can say that he does not have an extramarital affair. That is a challenge. You can say it, but you say it where I am is to start a battle. So before I spoke, I looked at people around. I saw this is pastor something. So I said, how can you say that when this pastor is here? When this pastor is here, when that pastor, the guy speaking looked at me and said, bros, you better keep, just hold yourself. He has the face of a lion, but the sound of a cat. He is not, this one is not a voice. So we have trumpets that are sounding like whistle. Blow your trumpet. Blow your trumpet. The Bible says, if you don't blow a clear sound, nobody recognizes it. So what the devil is doing, we have trumpets. And sometimes when we say we want to pray, and we are shouting all over the place, normally the shout should be equivalent to a revival. In fact, what we need now in terms of trumpets is enough. The equipment we need to overrun this country is more than enough. But the sound that is coming out of the trumpet mostly have been stuffed. I know we have trumpeters here. I would have wished that they have something to show. I don't know whether we have any of our trumpeters here. There is something you use to shut the noise of your trumpet. If you have it also, you don't have it because you don't want your own trumpet to be shut. But there is something they put at the mouth of a trumpet that if you are blowing it, you are the one that will be hearing what you are blowing. That seems to be the major prayer point that I came here to lead us to pray. So they shouted. They had the shout of a king, but the Lord was not with them. If you go back to that scripture, we are in 1 Samuel chapter 4, and now we are in verse 10. Can we read? And the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled, every man into his tent, out affront against the church. You know now they even enter church to steal keyboard, to carry, they enter church to kill people, they enter church to carry ark. How did it happen that the fear that comes with the Lord and with the shout of a king, how did it happen that lions roar in their millions and nobody's afraid? How did it happen that we lost the fear of the church? How did it happen that we lost the fear of righteousness of the church in civil service? A brother of mine, his file had been stuck in the civil service for 6 months. He has gone and he told himself, I will not compromise. Then one brother told him, bro, This is not, you know, that's what our pastor was telling us. He said, that's what I said. You will just be here. So he started praying. You see, because if you will not compromise, you will do something else. He started praying and fasting to move fire. You know, those are kind of problems that you should not be saying outside this country. He started praying and fasting to move a fire from one person's table to another person's table. After fasting, he now went to the office. As God will have it, he asked for the head of the department, the final head. And then when he saw the person, he saw that the person was not wearing a ring. So he made more inquiries. Is this person a believer? He said, yes, this person is. They mentioned the church. When he heard the church, he said, ha, then my case is a. So somebody tapped him. God does not look at the appearance. For you shall be deceived. So when they told him and told him that thing you are seeing, his facelift. The ark is there on the front too. But the presence has departed. It's called icarbod. Because he said there are two things that are in the kingdom. Number one, glory. Number two, power. He said the glory has departed. It's called icarbod. Icarbod is the situation that the children of Israel found themselves before the enemy. And the enemy stole their God. And God allowed himself to be captured by enemies. Because he was also in the hands of people that had lost him. Praise the Lord. Oh my God. He just received wisdom from the Holy Ghost. He went to that woman because he has been fasting. He said, good morning, man. He said, good morning. He saw the Bible. He saw everything. He said, good morning. I was so happy. You know the way Paul was saying, oh, most noble Theophilus. I was so happy when I was told that it is a child of God that is occupying this seat. You might say, eh? He said, and I know that you cannot compromise. My fight. It took God to bring shame to that person for fire to be moved. So the shout is there. The faith, the Bible says, in the last days, they shall have in the form of godliness. But the power and the glory is not there. What are those things that steal power and glory? The Bible says in Numbers chapter 23, he has not beheld iniquity in Jacob. Neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. He said, the shout, the Lord is God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. Beloved, we are going to pray this morning. This nation has witnessed some lions before. Can you mention some names if you know? One name that comes to your mind is Archbishop. People will sit down and say something on the television, and the presidency will be scared. I just imagine that man was alive. And he just went for a press conference and said, if you dare do Muslim ticket in this country, all of you that dare it, you will go for it. Excuse me, what do you think will happen? Eh? Do you know that political parties will start calling meetings and meetings and meetings and meetings because one correct lion with a correct sound, a parousi Krista Pali Krubas. When a lecturer has a correct sound, a university can be shaking. when a staff, when a civil servant has a correct sound, an office, he don't have to be the head. A correct, in the days of the SU revival, the people that they feared most, when a person came back and said he had become SU, people were scared. Do you know why? Because he's going to break the corruption chain. We had lions before. And beloved Church of God, if there's going to be revival in this nation, we need people that will blow the seven trumpets everywhere with the right sound. Now let me tell you, there is a sound that God has decided to proceed from your heart, from your mouth, from your life. Your sound is not my sound. Can you tell your neighbor that? Your sound is not my sound. Do you know there are many instruments here, and each one of them produces distinct sounds? There are some that do, it's this sound. It is okay for a trombone to be sounding, but it's a problem when it is a flute that is sounding like that. Everybody has their uniqueness. There are several ministers that are invited to this meeting. Do you notice that all of them are sounding different sounds? May God help you to find your sound. Now, I said something, and I said your sound, and because that is why I want you to pray. Do you know something about your sound, sir? There is no sound like your sound in the whole world. Please, can you help me tell your neighbor that? If you get your sound right, there is no sound that can sound like your sound. You know, I thought that music ministers should have finished. But then while I am thinking, we have seen it all, somebody will just stand up and sing one song. You say, where did this one come from? How many people have noticed what I'm talking about? Somebody else will just come. In the past 10 years, there was nobody called Moses Bliss. Now we are having, when you are thinking, okay, we have seen them. Then one day, Buka will now come and say, I will pray. And it's another sound. It is not about the finesse of the sound. It's about the accurateness of the sound. May you sound your sound. When you get your sound right and your sound sounds properly, the evidence is that the Philistines will be afraid. The second evidence is that the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God and of His Christ. This morning, before we get ourselves out of this place, I want you to check your sound. When the enemy knows that a particular lady is supposed to be raised by God, or is being raised by God as a savior to several young girls to deliver them from immorality, what does the devil target first at achieving to make sure that that particular girl has entered certain things that will silence that voice? When you have a strong anointing to restore marriages, even though you are still a pastor, he may not be able to remove the bishopric from your hand, but he silences your voice. It's fine. And there are several mighty lions whose voice have been silenced. I see a generation of young students fired for God. These ones can pray 12 hours. You see, the problem is that when you are praying 12 hours, the enemy that was fighting you like this before, what are you informing him to go and do? You are telling him, go and prepare for real battle. Your life must be correct. The shout of a king is among them. And the Lord his God is with him. They go hand in hand. The power must go hand in hand with the glory. There must be no Ichabod in an army that must face the Philistines that are before us. When they see the life, they must see the power, they must see the glory, and then the kingdom is transferred. Because it contains just those two things. I want us to pray this morning. Are you here under the sound of my voice? You used to be a lion. Your voice used to send shivers. When you resumed in your office, everybody knew and felt there's going to be a change here. Peradventure, your messages have become music. And anytime you are speaking the word of God, there are so many dents inside of you that testify against you and shut your voice. Are there people in the sound of the sound of my voice who God has raised as a wealth, but have been captured in the same nets of immorality, nets of sin, nets of corruption, nets of bribery and corruption, nets and different kinds of nets that have captured and silenced people, so that by the time you get to the top, you have enough chains to be used to pull you down anytime you want to shout. People say, come down here. Can you lift up your voice and pray tonight, this morning? My heart is looking for lions who have lost their voice. My heart is looking for lions who have lost their voice. My heart is looking for trumpets this morning. Anointed Samsons. Oh my God. The Bible says the heel of God that have become the garrison of the Philistines. I'm talking about lives that were firing before now. I am on this podium this morning to recall lions whose voice I've been walked on, I've been dented. My heart is here this morning to look for soldiers who have lost their weapons. Wounded soldiers, how the enemy sponsored chains, how the enemy sponsored difficulties, how the enemy sponsored wrong relationships, how the enemy sponsored evil acquaintances, how the enemy sponsored things, all to silence your voice, all because of your voice. And some of us, the devil distracted you and made things so tight that you had to leave ministry to look for bread, so that your voice, I want you to rise in your heart this morning against everything that is targeted at your voice from rising in this generation. Could it be a marriage issue? Could it be a financial issue? Everything the devil has set in place, all because of your voice. Everything the devil has put around you, whether it is a difficult habit, understand that the target of the enemy is your voice, that the sound of your voice may no longer be heard on the mountains of Israel. Are there people following online and you have lost your voice? Oh my God. Are there people under the sound of my voice that you have lost your voice? Lord, cry like Samson. I don't want to die like this. Give me my voice back. Somebody say, Lord, give me my voice. Give me my voice back. Give me my voice back. Somebody saying, God, give me my voice. I want my voice. My messages must cause the right reactions. I want my voice. I want my voice. I want my voice. My God, I want my voice. Somebody is also praying, Lord, amplify my voice. Fine tune my voice. Let it come forth upon the mountains of Israel. Let a lion not be sounding like a goat. I want my voice back. 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 Your prayer voice. Your worship voice. Yeah, but the glory has departed. I want the glory and the power in the grace in the ministry back. I don't know who is there now. You lost your voice. Before, this is not the way you are. I don't know who I'm speaking to. This is not the way. This is not you. This is not you. This is not you. Abaradaba labarabadahata. In the name of Jesus, listen to me. All over this auditorium, online, on site, anybody following us. When lions have lost their voice, they are summoned back to be re-empowered. Eparos de falatosh. This is not the reactions you used to get to ministry some 5 years back. But the glory has departed. All through this auditorium, I'd like you to leave your seat. If you are in the aisles there, you can just come down. Come down to wherever you can. If you can access the altar here, you can come down. If you cannot, just come down to wherever you are. There will be counselors and protocols. You are not looking at anybody. It's not their business. You are looking for your voice. You are looking for your voice. Nobody's looking around. Can you close your eyes? If you are not coming down, you can pray. But I'm talking about people God sent me to. This is the reason why God... You know! They don't know your voice. You know how that voice used to sound. You may be sounding like a clarinet. And they will clap for you because they thought you were a clarinet. But you know your voice. Let me see how bad you want it back. Let me see how bad. Somebody's saying, I want it bad. Ever since this marriage crisis came, I lost this thing. Ever since this relationship started, I lost this voice. Are you here? This is a believers' meeting. Trumpets that cannot sound. Mako shele bakuria stopali kaya. Eneno cinema kumanda. Your audience is not responding to you because they did not hear a clear sound. Somebody saying, Lord, wash me. Wash me. Fine tune me. When a trumpet is not blowing well, it has to be cleaned up. Are there issues that have stuffed up your spiritual life? This is a holy mountain this morning. You must not leave ABM and still be sounding like a rat. Your tongues must create the right reaction. Something was carrying beats. Something could tear the mouth of lions. Nobody could confront something. I'm saying, Lord, I want my voice back.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.